Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Misfit Toys.
Well, 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 well. Oh, sounds pretty professional, this show. This isn't even in the studio. This is just the part where they throw to the show. Wow. Look at you, all grown up. Let me tell you something. I'm going to get right to this. Oh, by the way, you know I'm going to be at the Blue Room Comedy Club on the 9th, 10th, and 11th of December. I'm very excited about that. It's in Springfield, Missouri. That's that. And then, you know, I'll be at Helium in January, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. And then I'm excited about Helium. But you know what? Arcade, Jason, your birthday. It's going to be a big birthday weekend. Hey, call me. I have an idea that we can get all my little stuff done, and I'll tell you how. You know the stuff I do, the little tweaks and changes. Oh, let me tell you something. Arcade is going to be, it's going to be something else. I'm going to make, you saw it last time, wait till you see it this time. You're going to walk in there and it's going to overcome you. It's going to, the atmosphere is going to be out of Christmas control. I say Christmas instead of fucking control because I keep a clean show. The minute you walk in downstairs, go up the stairs, get into the lounge before you enter into the showroom, it's going to be sexy as shut the front door. Sure, I don't curse. Well, I got a lot of class. It's going to be a birthday celebration weekend. We are going to it's just going to be so special. No one's going to know what to do. We're going to walk around feeling warm and cozy and cuddly and birthday celebration. Every night I'm going to have the audience sing happy birthday to you, Jason. Every single night. Matter of fact, I might, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm very excited. Call me about my idea. All right, enough with the dates already. I hope you're good. We're still looking for somebody on the podcast that wants to hang out every week, can edit, help us on TikTok. You know, I wouldn't mind live streaming a show. It's not that much responsibilities. You come on Tuesday, usually the whoever ends up doing it ends up hanging out after the show with everybody. But it's just mainly to do, like, the board, the drops. Now, we have Aaron. Aaron does it a lot. Duncan does it. So, like, instead of having just one person, now we'll have, like, two or three people. So we need somebody else who... So email me at Todd Glass Comedy. You got to live in L.A. Hopefully you live... The studio's near Fairfax or Crescent Heights and Pico. So now you know, oh, that's where the studio is, Crescent Heights and Pico. It's close to that. I mean, you can't find it without me giving you the address with that, but you know, it's about a 5-minute walk from there. Mm-hmm. You listen to the Todd Glass Show? You do? You think that would be fun? Once a week? All right, enough with that, too. All right. And remember, arcade, I'm not just making it a little, like last time was amazing. Now we're going to even step it up a little more from that. It's going to be like, oh, like this, like, where did I just go tonight? That was amazing. That was an experience. But at the end of the day, you're going for a stand-up comedy show. But it's what's all around it. Where do you sit before you wait, before you go into the room? What's the atmosphere you like once you get into the room before the show starts? What's the atmosphere like after the show as you're leaving? Every single aspect of it with the band. It's going to be mwah. All right, listen. You're great. This was Eddie Pepitone. And let me tell you something. I was convulsing. I mean, Eddie Pepitone does it for me. Sorry we had to cut it in half, but I'll talk to you next week when we drop the second half. Oh, don't think I'm not going to come on. Well, I'll be on the road in Springfield with Duncan. Duncan's going to be in the band doing the keyboard. So me and him will do like a little intro and then throw to Eddie. But today, that's right, today is December 3rd. And here is Eddie Pepitone, and then we'll have the rest of the Eddie Pepitone on the 10th of December. So, you're great, I love you, you're special, you're kind, you're decent, and I hope I'm making you blush, and your cheeks blow up, because they get so, you know, and you blush, or your cheeks get, and then you go boom, and they pop. Now let me tell you something, you are now going to join the Todd Glass Show, already in progress. Oh, Aristotle, you're deciding where it cuts off. Somewhere in the middle of the show, you'll hear some music coming in. You'll be listening. You'll be like, I think it's right at about the halfway mark. A little music will come in. And that music will be Mr. Rogers singing Happy Birthday in case it's your birthday today, the 3rd of December. And then it'll throw into the other Mr. Rogers song. All right. Now you're joining the Todd Glass Show, already in progress.
My mother died alone.
The mics were off.
Check. My mother died alone. Check. Now you got it. This is the Way Too Intimate sound check. My mother died alone. Check. My mother died alone. Check.
Well, that's what you, some people go, one, two, one, two, three. You just go, my mother died alone.
Yeah, it's a too much information sound check. Here's another one.
Hey, I'll be the guy in the booth. You want to give me another check?
I don't need that.
You want to give me another check on that?
Thank you. I will. My dad has vulnerability issues. My dad cannot love. My dad cannot love. Mother died alone. How's it sounding, Ned?
Isn't making up names sometimes the hardest part of doing? Like, you know, when you have a bit, you got to make up a name. Hold on. We're going to get everything good. I'm going to get this. I'll tell you why I put us through the house. I do not like how far away this mic is. I put us through the house because I'm not having headsets in the new studio because they were the cause of, what the hell's going on? They were the cause of a lot of chaos. Wires everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Headsets, and I needed them for the band.
Are we on now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So I just decided. Mm-hmm.
Can I have a set of cans?
Put us.
That's what they call headsets, and I
you
love.
You know, is this like a show business thing? You ask for the cans because you've done a lot of voiceovers.
Not as much as you.
Oh, my God. You on 10-year-old Tommy.
That was fun.
Fucking pure joy. I say that about you all the time.
Yes, but that was fun. I felt you were with me on that recording at the very beginning.
One of them I was. But you do like, you did like six different things in the show.
I did a lot, and I felt really good. I felt like, oh, okay, you know, this should get me some more work. But well, or something. You know, I like Steve Dildarian, who creates.
Yeah, he likes you.
He's funny.
I've never met him yet.
Bullshit.
No, over the phone.
Truth. You've never met Steve?
No. Rory Scovel plays golf with him. I go, and it's not like he's gone out of his way. Not, we just haven't, you know, we haven't met because it was all over the phone. But he's super, you know, if you come over nice on the phone, like the frog. Yeah. Listen.
Yeah.
Now this is the cold open. I always say in the opening into my phone, I go, you, everything up till now, and I'm getting you up to speed, and then I am so going to service you. Don't think, let me tell you something. And then we're going to start. And you have his new song ready? Mm-hmm. I told him. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm thinking, oh, he might think I'm going to just, I'm not jamming bits down you. I have some things I want to talk to you about. I don't go, any bits? I go, you have a few things I'm going to ask you. But mainly, I'm just going to let you fly. I'm going to do, oh, you're, I'm going to mm-hmm. service you. Last mm-hmm. time you were on the show, we scored you beautifully with music. I want to fucking hear what Eddie Pepitone has to say. Right. And also, on the way here, he goes, you excited Eddie's coming? I go, yes. I go, you know what? I don't take it for granted. Yeah, Eddie's my friend. It's fun to have him on the podcast. No, it's more than that. It's like, but what about someone that liked you and how cool would it be to have 2 intense hours with Eddie Pepitone? Somebody that likes your work that lives in Milwaukee would be like, holy fuck, can you imagine? And I have it. And I get giggly the night before when you're coming into the studio. So you're in great. Yeah. You are loved. Aaron was excited. Man. How come you never, you got...
How did we never meet?
No, you got into a feud once with Aaron. Don't you remember? You two were both hooking up with the same girl. Isn't that the case?
Oh, very briefly.
Yes.
Very briefly. He started fucking my wife.
Very briefly.
Very briefly.
Very briefly. Oh, yeah. Let's welcome Eddie in. That's going to be a fun show. Brace yourself, Vinny. Brace yourself.
Eddie. Have a great time on the podcast tonight.
Is this the new one? Hello.
Eddie.
What happened?
Have a great time.
You want to redo it?
Yeah, something else was playing.
Oh, so what? We leave it all in. That's part of the show. Let's do it again. There was two things playing at once. I thought it was money. Now, let's make pretend Eddie say something piffy, and then your song comes right in. Not yet. Hold on. Turn it off. I'll turn it off. And then you know what happened. He'll say something piffy.
Boy, the holidays are really nice this time of year.
It's Eddie Pepitone, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to be
Eddie,
with us.
Welcome back to the Todd Glass Show.
Woo! Come on!
Eddie,
yeah, yeah! This show's going to be good.
Time on the
so good.
Tonight.
So good to be here during the holidays.
It's going to be up. People are going to be good.
Podcast tonight.
Woo!
Eddie Pepitone's returning.
Woo!
Let's laugh with him as the world's burning.
I make a big deal about our guests, Eddie, not other shows. You walk in, you sit there like a fucking idiot. Fucking idiot. You bring your guests in, you play their song.
I thank you because a lot of times I'll be brought in and just told, sit down and wait.
Sit down and wait, they say. Ugh. Not to criticize some of the other podcasts. Sit down and wait. We're doing top.
They're big operations a lot of these other places where it's so soulless.
Sit down and don't look at Scott Aukerman. And this is word for fucking word, Eddie. If you look at Scott Aukerman in his eye, I'll punch you in your dick. That's what his producer told me. And Pardo lately, too.
Pardo?
Yeah.
I said hi to
Matt Belknap last week.
Like, you gave me a hot towel when I got
here.
Yeah,
what does Jimmy Pardo give you?
Wet cloth. Wet, really shitty cloth.
Oh, you mean like from the sink?
Yes.
Oh, that's Jesus. Nasty. That's nasty.
And he's already wiped something down.
Yes, that's what you come in. Why am I
hot
yelling?
Hot cloth.
Why am I yelling?
You don't need to.
I told him, first thing I was going to do when I sat you down, can we get some nice... I don't want to overdo it, but Megan sent us some beautiful music. Let's me and Eddie calm down. We can calm down, and we're going to talk, and we're going to just start slow. Because you can't... I rev high, so I have to bring it down. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. Mm-hmm. I spent the day...
Honest? This is the real Eddie.
Yeah.
What'd you do today?
I came out to the West Side, which I never do. I went all the way to Santa Monica thinking this will be great. And as I'm on the highway going to Santa Monica, I'm seeing this unbelievable haze. I'm like, is there a wildfire down here? And then I realized it was intense fog. And the valley was 85, and I get to Santa Monica. It was 56 and foggy. I had to buy a sweatshirt and a TJ Maxx. And I didn't realize how fucked up TJ Maxx's are. They're the department store of the damned. A lot of people are bleeding. Yeah, a lot of people are hurt.
Do we have any patriotic music? What do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Like, is it's a battle land in there?
Is it what?
Well, see, I saw two people fighting once at a Ross over a rug.
Yeah, no, it just has a flavor of like really cheap shit and
My mom, my mom will throw out cool old stuff just to buy new. I go, Mom, everything in your house is all looks like it's supposed to be older. She's still buying that stuff, you know, where it's like, oh, look, they made this brand new chair look old. But no, it looks like
in
that.
In Hollywood, they call that distress.
Distressing it, right.
Can someone distress the jeans for Eddie?
Right, yeah.
But he's doing animated work. It's off camera, Frank. Oh, sorry. But still distress him. What the fuck?
So you went to TJ Maxx.
I went to TJ Maxx in Santa Monica. It was
What did you need again?
Cold and foggy. A sweatshirt. I bought a sweatshirt because all I had was a T-shirt. It was 85 in the valley. I thought it would be kind of...
How much was the sweatshirt?
Oh, this luckily was only $13.
Yeah, you can sometimes get some good deals.
Well, TJ Maxx is kinda...
Not that I know.
Are you? I forget. You are a deal hound, aren't you?
No, how dare...
How dare you? Why? I thought that's a good thing to be a deal.
No, I'm not.
Jew.
Yeah. How's the coffee that I got you? Be honest.
It is good.
And I didn't get. I got it.
It is good. I mean, it's hitting the spot right now. I need a little caffeine. I need a little jump.
Okay, I want to know the truth. Not you being polite. Obviously, I couldn't go over and get it right before the show, so I got it about 2 hours before the show started.
That's okay.
And then I reheated it. How is it?
Pretty good. As long as you don't have a cup of coffee lying around for more than 36 hours,
I went over today and I got you, and I bought you a LaCroix. Is that good?
The LaCroix.
And I put it in the freezer half an hour before you got it.
Yeah, now this is the way it's supposed to be, whereas the coffee's a little tepid. Imagine you keep telling me, no, come on, really, the truth. And I start really... like being like, the coffee's tepid, and it's shit.
But it's what you asked me to get. The only thing we would find out is that you need to get it and bring it right over. Because the foam, it wasn't in it. Is there still foam in it?
I don't care about foam.
You don't care about foam?
No. The only time I care about foam is if someone is having some kind of seizure. And then foam is very important to, like, you have to monitor that foam. You know what I mean?
There was a woman at our pool when I was in second grade that had a seizure. And we knew her, and the rumor spread.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she was. She had them quite often. This is the truth. They would put a shower one time because you won't want them to swallow their tongue. I think that might be a myth. But back then, they would put anything in their mouth. It could be literally a flip-flop. In this case...
We used an old Beatles single. Yeah, I think it was I Want to Hold Your Hand. One of their first songs they did on Ed Sullivan.
Somebody put a shower cap into her mouth.
That's
so she
not
wouldn't
good
choke.
Because
that's a true story.
That you have to put something like a piece of wood or something.
A tongue depressor, but who has it? So they say put anything in there. Now, I don't know if that's an urban legend
shower
or true.
Shower cap you could choke on. I mean, yeah, but then that my was grandmother used to serve us shower caps, and you choke on those things.
Wait, what?
I said my grandmother... used to serve us shower caps, and you could choke on those things. We didn't have a lot of money.
Eddie, I'm not like these other podcasts where they just, you know, I listen. I'm paying attention to you. I'm giving you what does that mean to service? You do a joke. You tell a story like that on one of these other podcasts. They go, hey, see my sister. They tell you their story. How do you service a shower cap?
Sauté it in olive oil and garlic the way she did everything.
I serve. Was your mother? I want to know the truth about you. Was your mother a good cook?
My mother, no.
She wasn't really a good mother.
she wasn't that good a mother.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That feels hard to say, but yeah. My mom...
Only by what you talked about, and as I asked you that, when I think
my mom was bipolar.
Right, right.
That's, and she was in and out of institution. You want to get into that? Fine. I mean, I didn't know this was that kind of podcast. Usually Paul Gilmartin does that. Like, you get into Paul Gilmartin's studio, it's like, show me your scars.
Can I tell you the truth? And I'm serious. I think that I could have said that kinder, and I didn't mean to say it like that. I meant to say, like, your mom had difficulty, and she was, you know.
Well, first of all, fuck you. Who doesn't have difficulty, you know? But she had a lot of difficulty, you know? And mental illness is spreading. Okay, let's go to the band.
Give him a standing ovation. You know I have a bad ankle.
Mental illness is really spreading, though. You know what's fucked up about Santa Monica? I hadn't been there in a while. I'm talking about the area around the 3rd Street Promenade. Do you ever go down there?
I do, but not... I don't want to go anywhere.
Yes, yes.
I'm not going anywhere.
Do you go? But you travel a good deal.
Yeah, but you know what I do? Years ago, I figured it out. Hey, I could have figured out earlier. I could have figured out. Stop buying shit you don't need. Put all your luxury is the way you maybe go into a city a night early. Two nights early. You know what it's like to go into Philly?
You're right about that. You're good. You're good at saving money.
I'm good at not spending. I'm good. Please. I'm good at not spending it where it doesn't make my... who cares? But anyway, I'm glad to have
you
here.
No, because that's a big thing lately, is people buying shit for no reason.
But also, isn't it
a lot of younger
people are into a minimalization thing, like where they're going, before you start gathering shit, when you get your first place and buying shit that confines you, don't. Don't do that. I think it's a good thing. I minimalized a lot.
I just have tons of Beatles singles all over my house in case people go into these seizure things.
Do you remember the first concert you ever went to?
Oh, dude.
Even if it was a 200-seat room?
One of the first ones I remember, I don't know if it was the first one I went to, it might have been, I went to, in New York, Roosevelt Stadium, and it was a general admission concert, Leslie West and Mountain. Do you remember that fucking group, Mountain?
Can we listen
with
to a
Leslie
song?
West?
Can we pull up a song on there? Can we take a second? I want to hear who it is.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay? Or is that ruining the mood?
Mountain. Just look up Mountain.
Eddie, how are you? I want this to be fun for you. I don't feel like I'm doing great yet, but I'm finding my own. Do a lot of drops. Any Christmas drops. Aaron, here's what I'm going to give you a challenge tonight. I'd say is 10 or 15 Christmas drops. Like, we're just talking, it brands the show. We're trying to brand this fucking show.
When's it coming out?
This Friday. Ooh. This Friday. It's going to be a big deal. This is a talked about episode. What's this?
Yeah. Mississippi Queen.
Is this it?
What?
Yeah. No, wait, what are we listening to?
Mountain.
What does that mean?
That's the name of the band.
Let's let it breathe.
Leslie West.
I want to let it breathe.
Jack Bruce was in this.
To let it breathe, right? Yeah.
Just imagine a young Eddie Pepitone, stoned out of his mind, walking into a big stadium going, oh my God, I'm scared. I'm scared. There's so many hippies around me. I'm just a little boy. I didn't have a mother who loved me. She couldn't love me. My father also was crazy. And here I am in this huge stadium, listening to Leslie West and Jack Bruce. And they brought it, baby. They brought it.
They're coming out on the stage right now.
Hello, everybody! Is that Eddie Pepitone?
Is this acid, I said to my friend? I don't think we should take
Eddie,
it.
Eddie, this is the band on stage right now. We're just talking right now.
I don't... So you went to this. Where was it at again?
It was in Roosevelt Stadium, which was on Roosevelt Island.
And how many people is that?
It was a lot of people for me. I mean, it was like 30,000.
Well, if they were in that stadium, they have to, even on a bad day, they're still drawing a ton of people. You don't get. So 30,000.
Mississippi Queen.
What was their name? What is their name?
Mountain.
Are they still around?
No. No, they're long gone.
Do they sing?
Molehill is now good. They're a good band.
What does that mean? What does that have to do with
that? They were an adjunct band.
What does that mean?
It was Mountain and Molehill.
Oh. Okay.
Don't make a Molehill.
Oh, they're going to sing? I want to hear them sing. Picture Eddie Pepitone, folks, so you're not enjoying the show. Picture young Eddie Pepitone there. Your question?
Yeah.
No, not to. In actuality, did you go with friends or did you love it?
Yeah.
I went with friends.
And you know.
And how old were you at the time?
I think I was about 14.
Oh, that's great.
And check this out.
Just such one a young, but you're in a little man at that point.
I'm a little man.
And
I was called Little Ed. I
were
was
you
called,
really?
I was called Little Big Ed. And I carried kind of a stick. Do you ever see Billy Jack? I was Eddie Jack. You ever see Billy Jack where he had that big stick and he would...
I don't know a lot of stuff. Like, you know, people, normal stuff that most people know, I don't know it. That's the
me
best
too.
Way I can...
I'm like that too.
People, and I'm not, and I get it. Like, they're not not even picking me. They're like, wait, you do know
anyway,
that. I don't know Star Wars. I don't know
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, well, nobody knows Star Wars.
But anything.
I have a
Planet of the Apes, whatever the fuck you got. I don't know it. Oh, you got to see
what do you know?
The best movie ever written, Gone with the Wind.
But everybody has their expertise. What is your
mine?
Expertise?
Mine? Ambiance.
Yes. Yes. You should give a TED Talk on ambiance where you're like, your whole TED Talk is so dependent on this dimmer.
Like, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine, I don't want to say his name, he's watching somebody's dog, dogs, two dogs, and he called me up. He's like,
yeah.
It's Vinny. He goes, they're the nicest people in the world. I'm watching their dogs. Their dogs are great. You know, watching someone's dog for a week is so much fun, especially when you're invited into a nice house. They trust you because you know, and then you're in their house.
And, yeah.
And then you have two unbelievable great dogs. You get to have dogs for the week. And he is
so
fucking
fun.
Loving it. But he did say, I don't know how the fuck they live. They have no dimmers. Nothing. What the fuck? Like, it's always bright in the fucking house.
Oh, yeah.
Some people, it doesn't register to them.
Yeah. I know, dude. I know. I mean, you just get used to whatever your surroundings are.
I think you do.
You know, like doctors who are surgeons, you know how bright the operating rooms
right.
are? So when they go home, they have to have the same thing. And the wife or whoever, the husband, whoever's not the doctor, I don't want to be sexist, whoever's not the doctor will be like, will you fucking lower the lights, Al?
I'm sorry. I'm used to it.
Yeah, but you're not operating here. We're just having meatloaf, vegan meatloaf.
Thank you for making it vegan. Can I tell you, I don't like to have bits anymore where there's meat eating.
Are you still eating meat?
No.
Oh, you're off of meat?
No, I got off of meat. I've had probably in a year and 6 months, maybe 5-6 times that I've cheated.
Okay, yeah.
So, but you know.
Maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times?
No, 13 times. No,
13
no.
times.
No.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you. I have the cheeseburger gun, so that count. Imagine you have a gun.
What's a cheeseburger gun?
Well, it just shoots out cheeseburgers.
Oh, I love it.
It just shoots out
cheeseburgers. Shoots out cheeseburgers.
Have you seen a T-shirt gun?
Yes, I have. So now it's becoming more real.
Okay, so now they now have guns.
That shoot out hamburgers.
Well, like, some police forces now have them.
They want
to just to quell, like, people who are upset. You know what I mean? Because so many people are taken to the streets. And the cops are like, what do you like it? Medium rare? Medium? How do you like it? And they have settings on the gun, you know?
It's just, you're saying it doesn't solve the problem, but it tries to, okay, let's just calm things down.
It certainly solves, you know.
And then they eat the hamburger.
Let me get a medium over here. There you go. Bang. Medium rare. What do you want? You want cheese on it? Like the gun does a lot. You want cheese?
Don't mind these post-its. Sometimes I take 5 seconds with
him. I'm not minding.
But then
anything.
I go.
Wow. We love you, Eddie Pepitone. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Eddie Pepitone. It will be true. When you're not near us, we're blue. Eddie Pepitone, we love you.
Doing?
I'm good.
I'm a good host. You got to admit it. Admit it.
The best. The best.
But the good host shuts up.
You're the best.
I'm trying to think. What do I want?
I like the cheeseburger gun. I like that. I like that as a bit. You know what? Another bit I was thinking about when I was in the car. I was thinking about what about an immigrant Italian grocer who's so polite. But he's a big cokehead, but he's so polite. He's always barging into places going, pardon me, signorita.
Okay.
But excuse me when I do.
Bless you.
Pardon me. I sneeze a lot because I do a lot of cocaine, and I just want to get by here to do cocaine. Can I get in the bathroom to do a cocaine? Excuse me.
Yeah,
Señorita.
We really don't let people use the bathroom here unless they're using the restroom.
Oh, all I want to do is just a little cocaine because I have no will to live unless I...
That's... I don't want to. Look, that's some harsh words, but we can't. Like, the restaurant
I thought I was in an Italian restaurant.
You are.
It looks like I'm in a Spanish.
Yes, I'm sorry. And our manager that's playing this music, I'm going to be honest with you, he's getting fired. Because every night he doesn't care. Why don't you give me an Italian vibe?
Instead of firing him, why don't you have a little cocaine? come on, snort. You know how they say eat?
Yes.
Snort.
Oh, I never did cocaine, to be honest with you.
Oh, you lie. Hey, Chico, set up a play for him. Set up a tooth for him. Have you ever had a cocaine?
Hey, no fighting. No one's fighting. I just wanted to change the conversation. Anyway, we're going to be right back right after this.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now, let me ask you this. I hope you have no heart to problems, do you?
I don't have heart problems, but I try to take care of myself. Right, look, so
What the fuck is it, a music?
You're in my restaurant.
I know, but I thought it was Italian.
It is Italian. This is Italian. This is the great Italian Bernanini.
Let me hit the call. And see if I like it better.
Oh, sir, please. You can't do coke in here. Please, sir.
No, you're going to get us thrown out of here.
No, you barged your way in here.
Very discreet. Look, here's my vaccination card.
I appreciate that.
I do
that,
the cocaine off of the booster card. Come on. Listen,
there's something about you I like. You got to go, though.
I got to go?
Yeah, you can't be doing coke at our restaurant. Please, sir.
Coke is so good. You sure you don't want it too?
I don't. Thank you, but
come on, snort it too. You love it. You want to talk about? You know what's great about these cocaine is that you can talk
sir.
About like sure. the curtains in your bedroom for 3 hours, you know?
Oh, that sounds appealing.
I have these beautiful curtains. They are... they are not... They're gray, you know? But they're not like the elephant. You know how the elephant is gray?
Yes.
They are not that color gray. They are the gray of the sailor. They are the gray of the sailor's beard. You know a sailor when he's been on that ship for so long, and he's a drug addict too, but probably morphine or opioids.
Yes, I get it.
What's the one that the Chinese got hooked on? Opium. The Chinese, they spread the opium all over the place, you know, sir? This does not sound very Italian to me.
This music?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get a more Italian music. That's what we do on the show. We build a bit. Now, the audience, the listening audience will go, Eddie was right, that other Italian music. Where some people go, maybe the old stuff was good. But I think you're right. That's more...
I don't know. No, that...
It did the job for me, to be honest. Yeah, I'm not going to throw air under the bus.
It wasn't terrible.
I'm not going to throw air under the bus.
I don't know what I'm looking for.
What's this?
That's better. That's better because it's got that piccolo.
If you could own an Italian store... That made like ton of money.
I think it
a little
would be
corner
a
store,
a cocaine.
And then you yell at people as they walk by every day.
All right, let's say I'm selling.
What do you sell?
I'm selling meats and cheese.
And they're good, right?
Yeah, they're the
everybody
best.
Well, you're the soup Nazi. Forget it. That's another thing. You're like brutal to people. You tell people the truth, right? Yeah, right on the front porch. I heard you. Can I add a quality to this character?
Sure.
He's very open-minded.
He's open-minded,
yeah,
but
finds
brutal?
Out somebody. He's brutally open-minded. What's the matter? You can't learn about non-binary? But you're shoving up a provolone up of your ass, you know? This guy's really... he's very nice. He's very forward-thinking, but he's a...
All right, so you pass by the store and you engage.
Ah, oh, let's go in here, honey.
Hey, before you go in there.
What?
Is that clothing sustainable, you gotcha goods? Oh, gotcha, Gooch. That isn't. That isn't sustainable, you mother. No. Give me a slice. Give me some pepperoni. I'll stick it right in his goddamn pooper chute. You don't have it. All of our pepperoni is grass-fed. All of our pepperoni is kept in a cage with plenty of sunlight. You motherfuck.
Oh my God.
Yeah, oh look you, over here. There's a guy over here who doesn't listen to Sondheim. You're a piece of shit. Yeah, you, Vinny. You never listen to Sondheim even after he died. No, not if you're gonna. You don't listen to Carousel. You don't listen to West Side Story.
Okay, I listen to whatever I gotta say.
He took musicals to a new level. You gotta gorge. You're a bad person. You're a person who, if I was your father, I would take sewer water and I would.
My father died in a ditch.
That is better than he deserved. I passed him.
I was too young, I grabbed for him, and he went off the world, and this is a fiery car crash.
I was there. I walked by. I was like, fuck you. I have to get pimento with pepper in it. And yes. Anyway, you should listen to Sondheim,
I will.
Gabagoo. What the hell? Hey, Frank, are you still in that think tank where they're trying to figure out how to make oil into something that can help the children?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Eddie, so you go right into it. You go from 1 to 100 in 2 seconds. The whole bit. You get it.
Hey,
you
go, the one thing... that I've learned about improv is you gotta fucking go for it. You can't sit around thinking about it.
You know what? I only like improv that is bred out of conversation. Because then there's no nervousness. Yeah. Because like I did a few podcasts and where they're all improv, and I got nervous. I don't want to get nervous. I can't think. Oh, you're a pharmacist or whatever.
Oh, I see.
I get stressed out. I don't want.
Yeah,
it's
they
not
give
worth
you
it
these
me.
Fucking. Yeah, it's true.
But they're good at it. Doesn't make them. If you're good at it, I get the joy of it when you can be really. But for me, I'll ad lib at my own choice. But when it's thrown upon me and I don't have anything. What the fuck?
Yeah, like when you're talking to a crowd, you're ad-libbing.
Right.
Right? They give you something you give. It'd be fucked up if your crowd was like, hey, can we stop the organic banter and I want you to be a pharmacist in South Africa during the Renaissance. Go!
Sir, I have a stand-up act and I'm going to do my stand-up act that I've written.
Please. I brought the wife here. She used to be in a group called Scrambled Eggs.
Those.
And it's an improv group. And we were just wondering.
Wait, it's Scrambled Eggs is the name of the group? Well, yeah, how do they spell it?
I remember. E-G-G-Z.
Yeah, okay. How long did they do improv?
Yeah, they were around until Hard Boiled took them over. Hard Boiled was a. They were a better egg-centric group. You know what I mean?
Right. And they still tour around or no?
Hard-boiled? Yes. No. They got supplanted by Over Easy.
Okay.
Over Easy. They're great. They're still around, you know. Great. They're a little runny, though, lately.
Can I ask you a question, if you don't mind?
Yeah, what?
You think I'm doing a good job?
As what?
Look me in the eye, Eddie, and tell me I'm a good podcast host. Now, listen.
Hey, is there anywhere I can do some cocaine?
Oh no, sir. You, sir.
Please.
You're in my Italian restaurant.
Oh.
And you can't just, you know, no.
But we
no,
both.
Sorry,
believe...
I was very nice to you. I even gave you to go.
Oh, but
I gave you to go food.
We're both created by the same God.
I know,
can
and I'm
not
judging you,
cocaine?
But you know, I can't.
We're both
thank
created
you, but no.
by the same God.
What?
We're both created by the same God.
You're making me seem like a bad guy. I just can't have you doing coke. It's illegal.
What are you talking about? Cocaine. Freud did cocaine. The doctors used it. Cocaine used to be in Coca-Cola. You know that?
You're putting me on the spot.
Well, the spot is 2 feet behind you. That's the red spot you're talking about?
That spot? Like, okay, listen, I'm going to let you go. Will you go into the bathroom and do it and leave?
Oh, God bless you, son. Let me go do
you
it.
You want
too.
Some gabagool?
You know what?
What is gabagool? Did I even say it right?
Yeah. You know what it is? Is I do a cocaine because
you do
I
it.
Have no will to live.
Oh.
Unless I do the cocaine.
Oh, well then. So it's a funny. It's a double. It's very. It's a weird place to be. To be relying
well,
on it like
it's
that.
My psychiatrist.
Oh, you talk about this. Well, that's good.
My psychiatrist, he says I'm depressed. I say, you haven't seen me on 6 lines of Peruvian powder, sir.
Well, that's a factor. You know, I don't. What's the sustainability of dealing with it that way? You understand what I'm saying? You're
yeah,
a smart
you know,
person.
So far I've been doing it. I haven't slept in 17 years. You
know, well, that's not.
I haven't slept since the Monkees. Had the number one hit. Do you remember Last Train to Clarksville? Let me go in the bathroom and snort a little. What was it?
You have to get out of the bathroom, sir. You can't be in our bathroom. You know what you're doing here. I said you could use the bathroom. You've been here for an hour. Now please leave the building.
Oh, I have these curtains. The gray of these curtains is not the elephant. It is the sailor's beard.
Okay, where do you want to do coke? I'll let you do it. Anywhere you want.
You know what I want to do it?
Where?
Where's your gondola here?
Excuse me? Watch your mouth. I'm still the owner of this restaurant. All right, listen. Calm the music down. I'm having a problem. I'm having a little bit of a nervous breakdown.
What's the matter, sir?
No, I'm not. You know what? You want to hear something nice? I'm going to play this for you. It's a teacher. I find a lot of warm stuff on everywhere. Social media in general. There's the other stuff too, but there's a lot of cool stuff that comes in front of you. Sometimes
makes
you a better person.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just funny. Sometimes it's silly.
I think what's hard about social media, there is a lot of cool stuff if you follow cool people, but it bombards you with a little too much.
It takes a little anything good. That's how much self-control you need. Same thing with television. People can get... I know some people, you would say, we're addicted to TV. I mean, where you would even go, oh, my God. But that wasn't everybody, so it's your relationship with it. But with some self-control, which is hard, it can also be a great vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway.
Moderation. My father always used to say before he took his life.
No, he didn't.
Hmm?
He didn't do that, did he?
No, he's still alive.
I know. I saw him in the documentary. That's the only time I've ever known your dad. It's from the documentary, oh, so I feel like I know your dad.
I just did a show in New York at the New York City Winery, which is a great place, by the way. And
he went?
He was there. Wow. 89 years old. My sister brought him, yeah.
You know what? Good for him. That's 89, cool.
Yeah.
That means a lot, don't you think?
He just kept yelling out, "I want soup!"
No, he didn't. "I want soup!"
And I was like, because I know him, I was like, "Do you mean consomme?" Like I would yell back, "Do you mean broth or consomme?"
Did he come? Did you said he went, but you didn't know he was going to go?
No, I knew.
Oh, you did?
I knew he was coming.
So listen, this is sweet. This is a teacher. She sings to her class, and they sing back to her. We're going to listen to it three times over and over. And it's cute. We'll move on. I mean, I got to brand the show. She goes, "Hello, first grade. I'm glad to see you." Blah, blah, blah.
This is a lack of a lesson plan.
Let's start from the beginning again. Let's start from the beginning. Go ahead. And then they say,
you know what they need to do? That's great. That's beautiful, especially with children. But I think it would be wild if, like, these hard-ass corporations made their employees sing this, like, "Hello, Walmart, welcome to," like, to their employees, like, "Hello," like, they're in the back in the warehouse. They're all, like, just in Amazon. Let's say Amazon warehouse, and they're all just working ridiculous hours, and they're fucking, they have hernias, and they're, you know, strokes mid-shift.
And they make them do, like, a tribal trait.
But before the shift, it's like, "All right, everybody. Hello, Amazon workers. I'm glad you're here. Robots will be following you around to make sure your productivity doesn't go down." And then the employers sing back like the employees.
"Yes, we've got thank you for the opportunity.
The robots make us better people.
Thank you for the..."
"There won't be any time for lunch today, but I'm glad you're here."
Wow. Did I tell you what he told me? I might have mentioned it before the show. 20 minutes before we start, he goes, "Oh, yeah, you hear what they said? Truth." That's why I love having the truth. You know, there's no bit. Truth.
Yeah, what's the truth?
George, that the world's going to end in 2040.
Now, who's saying this?
It's going to implode. Aaron.
It's just some study that I saw. I only read the headline, so I'm not really a good source. But it said society projected to collapse by 2040.
Well, I would say that's not far off the mark at all if you're paying attention. I mean, you don't go out. And I imagine, Todd, you don't go out. You don't. No, I'm being serious.
No, of course you
don't
go out.
I imagine you don't kind of follow the eco side that's going on. The ecosystem. Wait,
can I interject real quick?
Well,
just so you know, I'm smart enough to know it's my insecurity. That is what I know sort of advertently is true. That scares me. So I want to hear someone go, "Oh, no, no, no. If we do this or we do that." Mm-hmm. But I believe that that's probably a realistic guess of something
based
catastrophic.
Based on what?
On the way it's going and on the way what people that are
But
very
you don't believe much.
I don't know about that one article. That we have to find out is true. That's the one. That's the only thing we can do.
Well, like, nobody, you know, we are there. Well, it isn't really pretty out there. There has to be some great shift. Capitalism, and you described it with your mother buying stuff all the time.
Leave her alone. She's got an illness.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Everybody's got low.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. I don't know.
Yeah.
What am I?
No, I mean,
the mad dog?
A lot of people live in what's called magical thinking. They think, oh, everything will be okay. It'll all be okay.
I have like 20.
And it will.
I have a dose of that, but it's receding as the last few years have gone on. Like, I never thought, I always thought, if I just take care of myself, then the world's here for me. That's how I felt when I was younger.
I think that's pretty true.
Yeah, the world's here for me. But then when you get, then you start realizing, oh no, the world could implode.
But what does that mean?
What does that mean? Mass floods everywhere. You know, we didn't happen
before. They already are.
But to the point where it's going to increase.
Mm-hmm. It is. Oh, it is increasing.
You're stressing me out.
I mean, this is common knowledge.
You make me
point.
Feel good. Tell me something good. Not that there's not the bad, because I know there is.
Tell me something good. It'd be funny at, because what they just had, like, the eight nations, you know, industrialized nations met at a climate summit, and they're talking about all these issues, floods, fires, drought, all that stuff. And it would be funny if one of the chancellors or presidents stood up and said, come on, tell me, can somebody, let's put on a cartoon. Hey, Frank. Instead of us talking about the drought here in the West, can you put on the you know the Tom and Jerry, the early stuff when it was done by Warner Brothers, the Tom and Jerry stuff, the Cat and the Mouse. Let's play that now. Listen, everybody, we know it's a horrible eco catastrophe that's brewing, but we're gonna watch cartoons now for a good hour, so we get the and also pass around the weed. We have some great. This is called Skull Fuck.
Oh God, you shitting me?
It's the holidays, though.
You are fucking a delight.
It is.
Eddie Pepitone.
Eddie Pepitone. Sing along. Eddie Pepitone.
Back on the Time Lash Show. Eddie Pepitone.
It's Eddie Pepitone, everybody.
Eddie
Pepitone.
I am
Eddie Pepitone.
Eddie Pepitone.
With Eddie Pepitone.
Back on the Todd Glass Show.
Ba-ba-ba. A dramatic cutoff.
Would anybody like a gift? I'm Eddie Pepitone.
How's the coffee?
Good.
On a scale from 1 to 10, I didn't forget about
it. It is serving its function.
Serving its function. That's what I was thinking, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know when coffee is great? I'll tell you one. Are you a coffee drinker?
I have one cup a day.
Well, it's that first cup when coffee is great.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like a drug, seriously. In the morning, for me, it's like a nice little gotcha go. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like a wah. It's like, woo. It gets me going.
I have a theory. You know why I think the first cup does it for me? Anything after that does nothing. Nothing. If I need late night energy, if I really need it, I have to do a 5-hour energy. I have a half of one. I know they're not
really
great for
you.
But
do
yeah.
I don't do those. Why?
Coffee won't do shit. My theory is, there's food in my system. That when there's no food in your system in the morning, the coffee probably gets. Maybe
that's
I'm wrong.
That's true. That's very true.
That first cup does it for me. Anything after that, nothing.
You know what I do? I snort a little cocaine with the coffee.
Oh, you do coke?
With the coffee.
You do coke. That Coke character really was great because you set it up. You go, he's a Coke, but he's really sweet.
He's polite.
He's polite, old school
Italian. Yes. Like, oh,
is he wealthy
me.
Or is he destitute? Is he having problems?
I think he's got a lot of problems.
He's got a lot of problems.
He's got a lot of problems, but he maintains his dignity and his politeness.
Right.
He's like, excuse me, senorita, but can I get by you? I just want to snort a little cocaine.
Why can't he just snort it like down an alley?
Because it'll
look cheesy.
I think he likes human contact. He likes to go where people are and then have to go to them. Excuse me, but I just want to snort a little cocaine. He's probably reaching out for help in some way.
We're all reaching out for help.
I ain't, pal. How's that working out for you? I love the guy who always says, how's that working out for you? How's that working out for you, reaching out for help? How's that working out? How's that working out? No,
well,
seriously.
It's working out all right, actually.
Oh, really? Tell me how it's working out.
I've been going, and it's just a life coach for me.
You have a life coach? How's that working? How's that working for you?
I had one, and it didn't do anything. And there you go, huh? But no, then I had another one, and it changed my life.
Oh, did it change? How's that working out for you?
Just some clean.
How is that working out?
Well, I'm having good thoughts and clean thoughts, and I'm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Len, let me ask you this. How are those clean thoughts working out for you?
They're helping me. I feel like, what are you laughing at? Why are you laughing at? Well, I don't get it. I'm telling you, it is working out. My life is better. What are you talking
about?
You
telling me that your life is working out?
Yeah, it's working.
How's that working out for you?
Good. I don't understand why. It's working out good. My life has changed. I went back to college.
Your life's changed. How's that working out?
Well, I went back to college and got my degree.
How's that working out, going back to college?
That landed me a better job.
I love the guy who thinks nothing.
You asked me what college did. I said it landed me a better job. There you go.
So how is that job working out
for you? It's made me more money. It lets me enjoy life more.
So that money you have now, how's that working out for you?
I'm enjoying it. I go on trips with my family.
Oh, really? You go on vacations? Yeah. How's those vacations working
They're
out
not great
you?
All the time. It's a lot of kids. Yeah. It's a lot of stress.
Oh, yeah.
But I love my family. That's right, everybody.
I love that
God
guy.
God bless show. We are not shitting around. It's a real show. It's a real fucking show. I said it years ago.
It's raining and the wind is ruthless. It's raining and the wind is ruthless. It's raining and the wind is ruthless.
Come on.
I'm old and cold and...
You like this song, Vinny? You better, you fuck.
Ruthless, but I'll get by with a little. Alcohol, tobacco, caffeine, ephedrine, and orange juice.
Just don't. It's called Orange Juice.
Nice.
Megan, what is wrong with me that every week I say, Todd, like, if you're going to do drops, I'll give you an example. Hold on. Just bear with me, and then I'm all yours again. because you're the good thing. Play that. And I'll tell you what I said. Somebody said this on TikTok. I want to quote them.
Did you watch TikTok?
It grabbed me.
Oh, yeah.
It did. And in a good way. I think it did a lot of good. You know which one I'm talking about?
If you ever wonder why good things aren't happening to you, it's because you are the good thing. You're the good thing that's happening in so many other people's lives, whether you realize it or not.
It's a sweet thing. It really is. You know what? I know people like that, that's applicable. It's not just a line you hear. Like, for some people, like, oh, that they
do. Do you think it applies to me?
Sure it does. Hmm? I love you. I don't know why I laughed. Well, I was nervous because you were winking at me. And you jammed
Come into the bathroom with me and let me slam it into your ass. It's Christmas. It's fucking Christmas. Come on, give your Uncle Ernie a little play. Let me slam it in your ass.
I think it's funnier if the guys are like, the one guy that's doing it, he's like 80.
So genuine.
And the other guy is like, you know, like they're both 80. Let me slam it in your ass.
What are you afraid of? It's a little vitamin D. Dick. Come on. You ever hear that game?
Let me see your chunky ding dong. I heard somebody say that on Twitter. And these are the type of things I want to give credit to. I don't say it was me. Somebody was saying something within their somebody said, hey, something about a mask. He goes, why don't you shut up and
pull down your pants and show me your chunky ding dong. And it made me laugh so hard. I go, something funny about chunky ding dong. He goes, you know, so yeah. Now I can't stop saying it. And I want to be able to say, oh, this is the person that said it, which I have to do, you know. But anyway,
chunky.
It's funny.
If you want to break that down a little bit,
chunky ding dong.
We both know as comics, Todd, that if you analyze comedy too much, it kind of loses the funny. But I think chunky is very funny to put in front of a lot of things.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Chunky like, ding dong.
Chunky ding dong is probably the best example.
Can I tell you something? And think this through with me. I thought about it. I go, if somebody did jump, if you're going to be honest, not say what because people judge you, but if somebody jumped out, maybe they were, you know, around this somewhere, they're like, hey, you want to see my chunky ding dong? The truth is you'd probably have to go, you know what I do now, to be honest with you, but I also sounds like a dangerous situation to put, but the way you bring it up, you make it sound like something I'd want to see.
What are you, some kind of hesitant schmuck? What are you? Oh, let me Yelp it first. Why don't you jump into life? You can't Yelp my fucking cock.
My chunky ding dong.
You can't Yelp my chunky cock.
So I thought of calling the band on the road, those little, you know, the little bands that I create, the chunky ding dongs, and call my next special Chunky
Ding
Dong.
That's a great name for a band.
How about a hand for the Chunky Ding Dong, folks?
Let's start it. 1, 2, 3. We're the Chunky Ding Dong.
Ba 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 boom.
Mom, baby came in. She said, "What you doing?" I said, "I'm jerking off my Chunky Ding Dong." It's like the worst band ever. It's the worst band ever.
Why would someone have to sing that they're jerking off their chunky ding dong? I'm going to find out.
And they don't even...
Because let me tell you something. The person that said it on TikTok was in context of somebody said something about their mask, and he said that, and then he goes, then I thought about it. I probably should have said, look, mask saves lives.
Mm. Mask what?
Mask saves lives, instead of let me see your chunky ding dong. He realizes right away that might have not been the best thing to say to this person in opposition.
This was TikTok?
It was on TikTok, and sometimes you see one thing that someone does, sometimes, that's so funny, and yeah. You're not wrong all the time.
Yeah.
Of course, when you go to their page, you go, I figured, and there's 20 other that funny things. Some people, you just come
there's
across
20
somebody.
Other.
Yeah, a lot of times when you see someone that catches your eye, you're like, wow, that's so cool. And it could be all over the gamut with TikTok. Right. There's a lot of shit, too.
Oh,
but
I know.
But there's a lot of stuff that you'll be like jealous of. You're like, wow, that's such a simple idea. Like your thing. Can you play some of these things? Because me and Aaron, before the show, were playing these. And we're like, oh, these or the essence of these. Everything you do is TikTok would be more fun for. What are these?
Margaret. Number one, beg for mercy in Dunkin' Donuts. Number two, create sci-fi series for fishermen only. And number three, put musket in attic for chosen one. Get on it, Margaret.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
That character was old. Yeah.
That's so fits into the, you know,
you
quick little editing.
You got to send me these MP3s.
Let me hear
a
little.
That's what the kids
What's
call.
Another one?
Margaret, number one, find out what a baby shower is and how much water it involves. Number two, stop reciting poems to my mechanic. And number three, rear ugly head. Now!
Let me hear another one.
Margaret, number one, bathe parrots. Number two, torch trailer home. And number three, teach little Timmy how to sing in a crisis. Just do it!
Yeah, this is the boss who's his secretary. He's like, Margaret, I got three things for you to do. Number one, frame Hal for that bank job. Number two.
Oh, she puts a heavy load on this part. Margaret, frame somebody.
She's got to do a lot, you know.
Frame a guy to make him look guilty. He makes it look like, oh, she's my secretary.
Yeah. Number two, Margaret, find out what the root of velvet is. And number three, dig up Lou Reed's grave. Dig up Lou Reed's grave and get me a skull by 3 o'clock. Just do it.
But it's reasonable because it's only three things.
Oh, three my things. God. He doesn't try to overburden her. He only gives her his three
happy
things.
Happy birthday, dear friend. We sing to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. We thought we'd try to tell you how we love you. on your birthday. We thought we'd try to sing and dance and play today. We wanted to surprise you on your birthday and say we love you every day, not just today. Happy birthday, happy birthday, dear friend. We sing to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you,